Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Receive this text message on our text line at 1-800-330-9999. Interested to see what everybody thinks about it. It says, I know there's an economic downturn, but this seems like too much. It's a picture of a receipt. And I guess what the restaurant did, they included a mandatory tip for the kitchen for what this restaurant was $10. Now, that's in addition to what the wait staff will get, like where you fill in however much you want to leave for the wait staff. It was a mandatory $10 tip to the kitchen. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, what do you think about that?
My first impulse is listen, if there's a great meal or some sort of celebration going on in a place, I want to reward the people that took care of it for me. But here's the thing, implying that it's required, that it's necessary, pay your people more. If you want to make sure that your kitchen is taken care of, if you want to make sure that your servers are properly taken care of, pay your people more. Take better care of them. There's this big passing of the buck nowadays is, I want to do something, but I don't want to pay for it. So whether it's your friend that wants to go fund their tickets to Taylor Swift, or somebody that wants to do a Kickstarter for their vacation, or these passed on fees from a restaurant or other business owner, like, it just feels wrong. Like, I get it. Everything got more expensive. But how long are we expected to take care of that for people?
Well, that's the part that makes me annoyed, too, is that, like, you know, with servers are dramatically underpaid. It's like, what?
Sure.
Like, they can pay them $2 an hour or something because some kind of legal loophole. I don't know. But with cooks, with chefs, excuse me, it's not supposed to be the same thing, right? I mean, these are people who are supposed to just based off of base salary, make a living wage. So it does. It feels like I'm not angry at the chef. I'm glad they're getting that money. I'm angry at the business. Like, dude, like, you're going to pass off the expense of, like, having to pay your workers more onto me, your customer, who's already making you your livelihood? Like, that doesn't seem right.
You know, I come from a family of restaurateurs. We have restaurants. Yeah. My parents do. They have three restaurants. And the cost of food right now is incredible. Like, it's so much money. Our chefs get paid well. They do. I'm kind of torn on this because could they use the extra money? Sure. Like, how much are we going to keep raising the prices on the menu? That's the other thing, too, is like it gets to the point where you're outpricing yourself so high. Is it worth it there?
Yeah, but let me just give you a parallel example here. All right. So I just had to book a hotel room. And much like it is with some of the wages of people that work in restaurants, state to state, some states allow certain fees and taxes and other ones do not. Right. So you're online and you see a rate. And then when you book the room, it's $200 more by the end of it. It's $150 more. It just feels underhanded. So if you had some sort of note at the front door that said, hey, we're putting $10 on every check for your kitchen staff or whatever, that'd be one thing. When the check shows up at the end of the meal, you know what your meal costs. You ordered it. Roundabout what your drinks should run. At the bottom, you expect there to be tax. You don't expect there to be a line item that says, $10 for this.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of my favorite restaurants has a mandatory 2.5% to the kitchen on top of your check and a mandatory minimum 20% tip to the waitstaff.
Wow.
And I just know that when I go there, that's what's going to be. During the pandemic, it came on and it never came off. And I know when I go there, I'm going to pay it.
But it's kind of like what Raven said. You know that when it just shows up at the end of the night and you didn't expect it, it's kind of like they pulled the rug out from under you.
Well, the first time I was like, what is this? Right. I'm like, but that tuna tartare. And that was the end of that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.